SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Luigi Mangione has pleaded guilty to federal charges.
Luigi Mangione has pleaded guilty to federal stalking charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. In the courtroom behind me, Mangione spoke about how he came to New York City, targeted Thompson, and then ultimately shot and killed him outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel. Mangione said that after years of back pain, navigating the complicated healthcare system in the United States, he decided to take action.
And then it's correspondent Michael Cizik. President Trump is pushing a tax change. It appears to have overwhelming public support and could put more investment dollars back into the U.S. economy.
A McLaughlin poll finds that voters support indexing capital gains taxes for inflation by nearly a 4-to-1 margin, 62% to 16%. Supporters say the change would prevent taxpayers from being taxed on gains caused only by inflation, while freeing up hundreds of billions of dollars in locked-up capital for new investments. The poll also shows strong support for expanding the capital gains exemption for homeowners, a move advocates say would encourage seniors to sell their homes and increase housing inventory for younger families. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A high-profile Democrat governor just had a rough visit to a key early state. Here's correspondent Willie Nelson.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's recent trip to Michigan was marked by low turnout and snubs from local Democrats. Newsom did not coordinate with key figures in the state and canceled a planned fundraiser. One event drew only a small crowd and was quickly mocked online. The weak reception is raising new questions about Newsom's strength as a political 2028 presidential candidate. Willie Nelson, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton says he's surprised that Michigan Democratic Senate candidate Abu El-Sayed, who embraces a Democrat socialist agenda, has in fact attracted enough support to emerge as a serious contender for elected office, even though it appears he has. Senator Cotton spoke about it this week with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Is capital punishment moral? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that 68% of Americans believe the death penalty is morally justified in the case of murder. 28% disagree. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to support execution, 84% to 51%. The poll also reveals that the groups most opposed to the death penalty include young people, college graduates, and members of minority racial groups. Michael Harrington reporting.
More and more important social issues are being decided by state residents at the ballot box. In November, voters in almost every state will have the opportunity to amend the language of their state constitutions. Abortion and transgenderism are frequently the object of referendums, and this fall will be no exception. In recent years, about 100 amendments have been voted on in each cycle. This is SRN News. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani is backing a measure critics say could hit consumers right in the wallet.
Mayor Mamdani supports the so-called Delivery Protection Act, which would force Amazon to directly hire delivery drivers and warehouse workers now employed through independent contractors. Opponents say the move would wipe out small delivery businesses, boost Amazon's labor cost, and drive up prices. One study estimates the average household could pay hundreds more each year, while unions standing game. Critics call it another socialist policy, making life less affordable for New Yorkers. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration is now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow it to continue with building its new $400 million ballroom. That project is currently held up in the courts, and the Chief Justice is giving opponents of the president until Tuesday of next week to respond. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.